Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four. Kemba Walker. Step back. Walker. Cardiac Kemba. Does it again.
Gilbert for the win.
Hey, I know y'all like that, man. Oh, man. They just heard the new improved theme song for 1,000 Jumpers made by yours truly, Dapper J. And this is the fourth episode. I pat myself on the back. Fourth episode with my brother Bobby G. And you are now listening to 1,000 Jumpers, man. 1,000 Jumpers, man. How you doing, Rob?
I'm good. Living. How are you, man?
Man, today was crazy at work.
Let them know.
Real quick. All right, so I was floor directing. Ashley, shout out Ashley. She took the week off or whatever. She lucky. Anyway, everything was going smooth until 9 a.m. So basically, one of the cameras went out, and then ABC 7 News Channel 8, when one camera goes out, it's all under the same system. So one goes, and you have to reset it, all the cameras get reset. And because of that, everyone was going crazy. It was haywire. It was panicking. And then an hour later, after things kind of seemed clear, we have another show we do, and there was a whole bunch of stuff going on. Like, we had a live turkey come in, and then it pooped on set. And then later on, a reporter stepped in it, and it was just like, oh, snap.
What?
I'm telling you, dog, my life crazy. So, yeah, I got to see a live turkey.
Wow.
Corn. Yep, all of that. And then, you know, the French president came, and President Obama at a press conference. So because of you, President Obama, I have been doing nothing at work for the last 30 minutes, so you are saluted. I appreciate you. Thank you. Keep our world safe. All right. Today's show, we're going to talk new music, you know, that Jadakiss project. We're going to play some Jada later, by the way. And we're going to talk Thanksgiving. It is the season
Thanksgiving,
of giving, you know, Thanksgiving.
Holiday
that's coming out, our plans. You know, holiday season. I wish I had that tag. Holiday season.
So like that would be great.
And then we're also going to talk about Amber Rose's controversial clothing line. I don't think people are aware of what she has done, but we're going to get into that.
Oh, man.
And then we're going to end it up with a topic that my brother came up with. You know, my brother Rob, he was like,
"What's up, man?
What makes an album a classic?" And I was just like,
exactly.
So we're going to differentiate
like
that and all that.
It's changing.
Oh, it has changed, because you see on Twitter, yo, man, the arena's too late. It's a classic, homie.
I'm
a huge Drake fan. But let's calm down. Let's chill.
Let's get this.
10 bands and a classic record. Drake, you my man. But it's, you know, that's fine.
No.
We're going to get into that a little later. New music. I swear I'm slipping on these reviews, man. I have Jadakiss album. I haven't listened to it, so I gotta go off my brother Rob. What do you think, man?
Jadakiss, come on. Top 5 Dead or Alive. It's Jadakiss album,
is
you know?
Is he top
so
5
that
Dead or Alive? Is he top 5?
Not
top
in my
10?
List.
Top
I think he's
1,000. I'm stopping.
Don't come at Jada, bro. Don't do it.
Nah, I love Jada, man.
I will
I'm
say, I don't hear
earlier.
Bad whack verses from Jada, but his albums don't ever make me say, this is a crazy album. Like, he has good albums. Like, this Top 5 Dead or Alive is a good album. I just don't feel like it's crazy good. Like, enough
all
for me to say, yeah, it's a classic.
The production on Jason, like, Jason, dog?
Oh, he's got some trash. Oh, man.
I was, and also, all the other songs I heard was Kill, and you know, Wayne and Jada's collabs are pretty dope,
yeah,
in my opinion. Death Wish, fire. I think Jada was on an interlude on the Carter Four, and all that.
Yeah,
on the
I'm
Four
good.
With Wayne. Oh, he was on I'm Good with Drake,
yeah,
that was
crazy.
And but Kill, I just the beat, and Penguin that just made
beat.
Some of Wayne's best hits.
Exactly.
You know, a Millie. And,
of course.
It just,
we all know.
It just didn't do it. Like,
Wayne did the beat. Yeah,
I think
Wayne didn't have a trash verse.
Right,
but
lyrically it was good. Just beat wise, it was like just Justify My Thug all over again.
Oh man, please don't bring that up. I black it out every time I listen to the Black Album.
But the streets got to know the truth, man. Like, Jay, I love you, but if I haven't met you,
I was just a bad song. It just did not fit the album.
It that's literally the only thing from it being perfection, you know,
yeah.
In my opinion. Like, that whole album from the beginning is like fire, fire, fire. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. Keep going. Really, bro? Why did you do this?
Like, wait, where did this come from? What is this?
It's
like he had
life.
A fold of the meat.
Right.
But
anyway,
as for this
Jada
joint, I will say my favorite track is One More Mile to Go. Listen to that, and you're going to be like, this is crazy.
One More Mile
that
to Go. That's
track.
The 18th track. So, okay, I'm going
to
definitely.
Yeah, the last one, it ended. So, oh, man, I listened to that song about 7 times in a row. Like,
that's what I like to hear.
That's what I like to hear. That is a great song.
And also, since it is Music Tuesday, well, first and foremost, shout out my man Sean Waldell. I know you listening. He wanted to ask us questions about, like, year-end music review. It's not the end of the year yet, so we're not going to review it yet, but I just want to let him know that we acknowledge anyone who tweets us or shows us love, because I appreciate it. I don't
exactly.
know about you, Rob, but it made me feel good. Just like, man, people really
Yeah, you know, people
us.
Tuning in, you know, they're walking with us, talking with us.
So, anyone who's listening, man, you know, I shout them out. And since we're talking music, I just want to let everyone know Adele is the GOAT. She's doing NSYNC numbers in 2015. Rob.
What?
In 3 days.
I do not support these messages.
3 million copies.
That's dope. I know. I've seen this. I've seen the numbers, man.
In 3 days. Bro, you gotta understand the era where we can get this album for free right now. We can find 10 websites.
One question, though. One question.
Crazy, bro.
If we parlay that rap, does that make Wayne the GOAT? Since Carter 3 did leak like a month before it was out, and the sales weren't high at the time, and he did a million in a week.
If Wayne had died after the Carter 3, yes.
What? Dang.
I'm saying, like, it's like how your theory is, if 50 had died after the massacre, he would be considered the GOAT, right?
Yeah, I mean, the run was ridiculous.
Because at that time, Wayne didn't fall. You saw him
right.
stumble in the beginning, but the moment he peaked, he was soaring. Jay said it best, Wayne scorching. If he keeps going, I'm going to pass the torch to him.
Too
Adele
bad he
torch.
Did
he's it. Just sitting there. He's looking down on everyone. 2.3 million records. Not in
yeah,
a month,
crazy.
Not in a year, not in a decade. Rob, she did it in 72 hours. 72
that's
hours?
Big numbers, man. You got to
see
that.
Who is seeing, like, no, 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 I love Beyonce, man. Like, Beyonce, I grew up with you. Like, I love her.
You grew up with
but,
Beyonce?
But, like, ain't no, I mean, we all did it.
Yeah. We understand
come on,
what
don't,
you're saying.
Don't control me.
You know, I like to poke fun at you, man.
Like, Beyonce ain't touching them numbers. Katy Perry ain't touching them numbers. Taylor Swift isn't touching those numbers. You think of rap. We don't support rap music anyway. I buy the best.
Well,
in my opinion.
I support rap
and
music.
And Drake, the best-selling rapper, Drake and Jay and Kanye, and they're not touching those numbers.
Well,
they said this record was shattered NSYNC's record of No Strings Attached, which you remember that's with Bye, Bye, Bye. That was that album.
Yeah, that was
huge. Adele about to win all the Grammys again, including Album
oh,
of the Year.
Oh, man.
Again.
I can't do that, man. I can't go to another Adele Grammy.
She made me the GOAT, and I'm explaining to all the listeners.
The GOAT?
She came in the game
what?
Sad. And all the,
exactly.
Wait, listen, hear me out. She came in the game sad. Other artists who come in the game sad, Mary J. Blige, Keisha Cole, two examples, right? When they were sad, nothing but fire. Mm-hmm. Nothing, but we was going through it, Mary. Man, we was feeling you. No drama. What? Bro, we was feeling it. Once she asked the breakthrough, she had Just Fine, went platinum.
Which is a nice little hit.
What has she done since? Then wait. Go Keisha Cole. Her first album, man, she was the new Mary. I Should Have Cheated. Love. I can keep going. Like, this, I remember every girl in sixth grade singing that song. That's how we showing our age, man. That's sixth grade. Some of y'all may be older than that.
I'm still hiding.
Anyway, and then she married Booby Gibson. Music wasn't the same. Then they divorced, and it still ain't the same. Adele.
Hey, when you marry someone named Booby.
You're right. You know, you can take it how you want it.
I'm just saying,
Adele comes in the game sad. Mm-hmm. Then she breaks up with this dude, makes 21, wins 6 Grammys, including Album of the Year. Then she gets happy. She's married, has a kid, and it's like, dang, Adele not going to drop that High Fire no more. And the words of TK, like, you guessed it wrong. She came back and did it again. She is the GOAT. Like,
I don't know,
who's doing that?
The GOAT is, I mean, the GOAT of what, actually?
What do you mean the GOAT of what?
Like, is she the greatest singer of all time? Has she already passed Michael Jackson? What?
No. Okay, let me explain the GOAT. When I say the GOAT, she's the greatest. She's the greatest in terms of coming from sad. Like, she can consistently sell records no matter what mood she's in. Because, like I said, with Mary kind of fell off. I mean, Mary don't need music anymore because she's well off. Keisha, she ain't the same as what she was when we was little or younger. I don't want to say little. But Adele,
no,
was happy. She go from sad to happy and still transition. The material still.
Okay,
it's like when Big rap over Notorious Thugs, and it was just like, yo, I'm the greatest. Because it was like, dog, I figured out this flow, and no one else has figured it out, and I killed it, and I did it better than them. So it's kind of like that. She's not the greatest of all time.
You're throwing the good around. I'm like, whoa.
In terms of, like, her accomplishments, youngins don't understand, like, 2.3 mil in 3 days.
I mean, those are numbers. I mean,
we can get any.
Those are great numbers.
Bro, that's nothing short of phenomenal. Like,
I'm saying,
I need the future
the numbers.
Sensational. You can use all the adjectives, verbs, hyperboles, all that.
But
why?
You can't just say sales on a criteria of being the GOAT.
Album is trash. I have the album.
I didn't say that.
So I haven't listened. No, you didn't.
I'm just saying. I mean, numbers is great, but I mean, you still got to put them albums out. I mean, how many is she going to have? So her
she
to be the GOAT.
She got
to have some
they
more.
Arguably
that's three.
All classics.
Really? All classics?
And another, we're going to debate this later on in the show. I think certain classes are classics because of the moment, and then others are classic because of the music that was created. And we'll touch on it later. So save your comments. I'm just saying, you know, Adele, she's at a new level of greatness that I don't think anyone's touching.
Oh, she's killing it right now.
Time.
This is definitely.
Like, Candy thought she had it. It's like, nah, girl, I got this. Other news, musically, keeping in music. Thanksgiving Day is going to be very turnt for us, man. Me, I'm one. Wayne is I'm a huge Wayne fan. My favorite rapper of all time.
He makes the comeback.
No Chillin's 2 drops.
No
Thanksgiving Day. I got to work on Thanksgiving Day. But when I get off work, it's plug up the computer and crank. You rap. I know you rapped on Back to Back and you rapped on Million
Rock.
But my thing is, and I study Wayne so much, is like, listen to old Wayne. Wayne had a certain cadence, like a certain pitch to his voice. And now his voice is like higher. And that's cool. But it's like that hunger. Like if you hear
the
drought 3 and then hear like Sorry for the Wait 1.
It's not the
I don't
same.
Even say 2. Just 1.
At all.
The pitch is how they rap is different. I'm not even talking about like words and bars. Just their cadence. It don't even sound
the same. He raps fast enough.
Yeah, that's a little weird, but
I
have hope. I have hope because his album, the joint release on Tidal, was blah. There was a couple joints on there, but if this Wayne Tate, if it's what it's supposed to be, would this solidify Wayne Tate?
This is the last hope right here, really.
This is. This, like, this is definitely the last.
Will
hope,
we ever
no
get
back.
Wayne we knew back? I don't know.
Man, I want to, man. There's so many gems, and I want to publicly address everybody. For those who think No Ceilings is the greatest Wayne mixtape,
you all should
just jump off a building right now. Whatever
we do not advocate
fall,
suicide at all. I'm just saying.
I don't advocate suicide, literally.
No,
I mean, figuratively.
We don't.
Because the Drought 3, I don't care what Rob or anyone else says, is the greatest mixtape ever created by
Wayne. I will never say that, but it is
two
the greatest Wayne mixtape. Wayne's
like
greatest mixtape.
The beat selection, and the one thing I'm also scared about this, the beats in 09 were better for Wayne to rap on than today, in my opinion. The new beats,
yeah.
I don't know if that really fit Wayne. Like, I want Wayne on a soulful record or,
yeah,
like, some with a bass. I want some with Street Runner, dang it. I want a Wayne.
Street
I
Runner.
Really want a Wayne. You don't know Street Runner? Man.
I know, man.
On my iTunes. See, I'm playing Jada. I might have to throw in a Wayne track for the listeners just so they can know, like, Wayne's greatness. I need Wayne to be great. I know there's all the Weezy fans. I'm not a Tucci fan. I'm a Weezy S fan. The F is for anything except phenomenal. I never approved that line. It's like, Wayne. What?
Wayne has his moments, man, where you scratch your head and say, really?
And not only you have but, that mixtape, you have Fabulous, you dropping something on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You got Erykah Badu dropping on Black Friday.
Oh,
like,
man, come
it's
on.
Thanksgiving. It's going to be pretty fire, bro.
This is, oh, man.
I'm rocking
music
with it. I'm definitely rocking with it. Definitely. And, you know,
Erykah
since we're talking
Badu
about Thanksgiving,
back.
Are you coming home for Thanksgiving, Rob? That's
yep,
what people
tomorrow.
Need. Are you coming back to the DMV? Are you coming? Are you tomorrow
yep.
coming home to Kentland?
Yep.
I'm going to roll
hey,
through.
Man, don't be putting my whereabouts out. If I get famous, it's over.
You have, like I said, you live at 555 Jefferson Street.
Kentland ain't that big. You can find me. You know people know me.
People know me.
House.
They can find me.
There's a difference. There's a gate where you live.
They don't even know that, though. See, you're revealing too much information.
Nah. I'm snitching everything.
Nah, but that's good. Hopefully we get to link up. Hopefully. Shoot, what time you
yeah,
come
man.
On Wednesday?
Friday. Do the podcast.
Yeah, we could. We could figure out. We got a library, like, right up the street from my house. And Isaiah said it's really dope. That's my brother, by the way. My actual birth brother. So,
shout out, Little Leaper.
Yeah, shout out Zay. You know, Trap Lord Zay. He won't be saying that. This dude gave that name. I thought it was hilarious. So we might. Well, we'll talk about that Friday at 5.
Yeah.
Depending on how work goes, and if we got
exactly.
a premiere, you know, we'll definitely get into that. But
we'll
I'm glad you're coming home Thanksgiving Day.
Oh,
but
man.
I think they said Thanksgiving is kind of laid back and chill, so it's like we work a little bit, then we just hang around. So I'll be on Twitter.
Cool.
So Wayne, when you drop that fire, I'm there. I'm ready. I get home, plug in, and boom. Download it immediately.
It's good to know you still have one
also,
loyal fan.
Hey, chill. Also, we get to eat that good food. I've been seeing the trending topic, you know, black people at Thanksgiving and whatnot, and even the white people. That's what had me rolling. I'm like, yo, I remember this.
Yo,
I've done this tweet.
I'm dying.
I've done this tweet. I've done this.
Exactly.
Oh, so-and-so ain't cooking. Let's go. You just be like, all right, bet. Yo, who
yo.
Making the punch? Oh, she making it? Nah,
exactly.
I ain't feeling it, dude.
Steps away.
Right. Oh, like, oh, she making it? Oh, she might spike a little something. I'm legal now. Let's go. You know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
So definitely looking forward to that. Just being with family, man. You know, I miss
that's what it's all
people,
about.
You know, at the end of the day, it's all about family, eating great
exactly.
food, conversing with people you love, catching up, cracking jokes.
Avoiding those family
killed.
Members you don't like.
by Carolina, because shout out Carolina, y'all better beat Dallas. I swear on everything. If y'all choke Thanksgiving, I'm never forgiving you guys. I just want to say that. All my Panthers fans who are listening, if y'all choke Thanksgiving, I'm never forgiving
Romo
you guys.
Romo beat you on Thanksgiving? That's going to be hilarious.
Man, it would hurt my soul. I know Philly plays Detroit. That's going to be entertaining. Because
hopefully
Detroit
wins.
Is hit or miss. They're not even using Calvin Johnson. I got him on fantasy.
You're right.
It makes me mad. And then, you know, the Eagles. They're the
right.
Eagles.
That's sports, Kelly though, man.
Eagles. Yeah, but, you know, that's Friday. We'll tackle that Friday.
We'll talk about it later.
Anything? Oh, yeah, Ross, if you're coming home, we got to get mumbo sauce, B. We got to get
course.
That mumbo,
you know,
man.
As soon as I touch down, it's Lenny's the carryout. Shout out to Lenny's. Because I will say this, over the last 3-4 years, I've definitely spent over $1,000 at carryout, at Lenny's carryout, the best mumbo sauce I know of, in Kentland.
I agree. I concur. I've had Lenny's, and it is that fire. It's really that fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right. See, we're coming up on 8 minutes. We're doing good on time today, Rob. See, we're progressing, guys.
We're getting better.
We got this. You know, soon enough, we're going to have artists come through and bless us with new music, one. Two, converse in good dialogue and promote their work.
Exactly. Give
it's about
some
that
nice
time we give back to the people for the streets.
Shout out to DJ Khaled. That interview with Hot 97 is one of the greatest ever.
That clip was so funny. They told me not to play DMX. And then when I played it, it was like 40 fights. I should have not played it.
I know why they told me not to.
Tears,
yo,
man.
DJ Khaled is the greatest.
Who? We.
I remember saying that all the time. My brother would get mad.
Shut up, man. You got to think about DJ Khaled. Listen, the album. That was his debut album. It was
yeah.
From Listen to Now I Changed a lot.
A lot.
Like, Khaled. It's funny. Like, shout out Khaled, man. Khaled.
Khaled.
You know, whatever you want to say. That's his government name. It's Khaled. Well, Khalid.
DJ Khaled.
All right. Anyway, we got to talk about Amber Rose. Now,
oh,
I don't know how you feel about Amber Rose. Amber Rose, she looks amazing.
Say this. She may be one of, you know, like, chicks with low-cut hair like that. Like, that low.
Yes.
That's my new shoe.
Yo, tell me what my brother thought. He was like, you know that girl? Does she have cancer? And I was like, bro,
oh,
why would
no.
you say
it? Why would you say it?
I was like, no. She
doesn't
have cancer. She's like, oh, I didn't know. And so I was real. Anyway, there's no disrespect to anyone with cancer.
Women can wear their hair however they want.
Right.
We won't
we
think
we
have
personal
cancer.
Battles. Just had to put that disclaimer in there in case someone tried to check me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. But anyway, Ambrose, I love what you represent individually, but this clothing line, yo.
That's
Rob.
Oh, man.
She's selling Thought t-shirts.
I don't
for $30. It didn't say Thought. Like, Rob, you see anybody at A&T with a Thought t-shirt, blame them immediately. I would blame them.
Exactly.
Like,
it's a bigger movement, though, man. It's like, I don't think we should abolish, you know, bad words, you know, words with bad meanings. Like, you have to have a word with a derogatory meaning so we can tell you when you're doing derogatory things.
Right. Like, it's like how they try to get rid of the
question?
N-word.
Exactly. Like, no.
You can't get rid of that word because it's already, like, indoctrinated. It's like, all right, none of us are going to say it. I'm like, okay, they're not going to say it, but these other dudes are going to say it, or these white people when they're inside closed doors are going to say it. So it's weird. But to have a plain T-shirt, and I'm going to tweet the link. I'm going to tweet it right now so people will listen. They have a plain T-shirt that says slut, $30.
That's
$30.
It's ridiculous. I mean, people talk about Kanye's line, which is ridiculously priced. And he's my favorite rapper.
And it's not even that
he came
fire,
out.
Like, it got holes in it.
Exactly. But at least he'd be trying to finesse us with the material. Like, yo, you ever got this Egyptian cotton? Like, at least he says stuff that makes me say, I'm never going to spend that amount of money. But at least he's putting forth an effort to give me BS. But
I'm not even feeling it. Like, I'm tweeting it. I'm tweeting it right now, dog. Stuff crazy.
I just don't like the look. I just don't think that's a good move. You know, I do
again,
think that women
Twitter,
do get objectified and things like that.
Right. Right.
Words, but I think if it just goes back to the if you do something stupid, I should be able to tell you yo, that's stupid. But if you take stupid and try to make it a good word, and people walk around with shirts that say stupid on it, and they're proud of it, how do you tell someone that they're doing something stupid? Because then they're like, thank
wise
you.
Wise words from Bobby G. See, I don't even need to say nothing because you hit it right on the head.
It's just stupid.
But again, go on my Twitter, @DapperJ, just the letter J, DapperJ, and click 1,000 jumpers, you see my tweet, Amber Rose clothing line. You can go look at it yourself and hit
please
Rob
do.
And or I on Twitter and let us know your feedback. Because this, I saw that, I was like, yo, Rob, we got
to
talk about this.
That's crazy.
Like,
that was
and as young as are buying it, I'm telling you,
I'm
a girl with that on. I'm going to take a picture with her and talk bad about it. No, I'm not going to do that. But it's going to be
please
like,
don't
why?
Do that. Let's not go around bashing females or
nah,
women,
I'm not
whatever they would like to.
But Rob, on the other hand.
No, I only say words, choice words about people who say choice words about others.
Man.
The moment I see one wearing that do, then it's open season.
Okay, anyway, we got a couple minutes left in the show. So,
okay.
Rob, what makes the album a classic before we get
what
out
what makes
here?
The album a classic? The vast majority of the tracks have to be great. Not solid tracks. I mean great tracks. Like,
I
Black
agree.
Album is a classic to me. It has one mishap, which isn't a bad song. It just didn't fit the album to me. It was just
the beat
myself.
Was terrible.
Exactly. But shout out to DJ Quick. But every song other than that was great songs. You have to, like, the Carter 2, great songs. Like, you don't have to sell 10 million records for you to have a classic album.
But my thing.
But it has to sell some records so that people hear you.
Right. The Carter 2 and the Carter 3 are classics. And hear me out. Carter 2, content-wise, clearly better than the Carter 3. But what the Carter 3 meant to hip-hop and, the buzz, we haven't seen a buzz that high since in terms of rap. Not because we already mentioned Bell 7.
I don't know.
Copies. Whose buzz has been Wayne Big since Wayne? Are we really
talking about
say
the anticipation?
Years?
The anticipation for the
yeah.
album? I mean, you could say Take Care. Because the anticipation for Take
Three,
Care was crazy.
It got me through freshman year and sophomore year of college. Take Care did a lot for me, man. This is, but it not, hey, I don't care what you're saying. But the Carter
that Magna
3,
Carta
bro,
joint? The Magna Carta?
Bruh.
You remember
no,
the commercial?
It did.
The
I
commercial?
Remember the commercial. During the final
what?
Game, I forgot about
wait,
games. So afterwards, I was like, dog. But again, it's what that meant in terms of how much it sold.
Yeah, it was definitely
it
a big
was
moment.
Like, it proved the point, like, Wayne could put out all these verses and he could actually deliver an album that was pretty decent. I said, content-wise, it's unforgettable.
Yeah, it was dope. It was a good album. It wasn't.
Yeah, good album. Carter
classic
was a better album content.
Of course.
But classic in terms of the moment. Like, people were calling Stillmatic a classic before it came out. It is a classic, don't get me wrong. But you just got to kind of look at different things. Like, it's based on the timing, the body of work.
Well, I mean, Illmatic's moment was crazy, too.
You're
no
right.
No one's had big-name producers, all, you know, different big-name producers on one album.
You're right. So it's more like, for example, today, I listened to T-Pain's On Epiphany. That's a classic
mm-hmm.
album, bro. Like,
that's what I'm,
Buy You a Drink, Bartenders, Tipsy, it all sounded new. 69, I was like, dog, these shorts were flames.
I'm crazy.
T-Pain is, yo, I hope T-Pain delivers his new album in December. That's going to be dope. But anyway,
yeah.
We got to wrap this up. I wish we could continue. If you want to, hit us up on Twitter, @BobbyGeorge413, and yours truly, @DapperJ. Shout out
shout
anyone
out.
Listening. We
got
to go. I'm going to play We Gotta Make It, request by Rob. That's pretty much it. So until next time,
have
Friday,
a good time.
5 o'clock.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
And see y'all Friday at 5 o'clock. Peace.
Woo-hoo! We out.
The frails, cause when my come in, they gotta use the scale that they weigh the whales with.
Parsons on a G4, God, he made the prototype. Hope you get the picture, but you just can't fold the light.
Termin is making, kicking down the door, and we burning naked.
The house costs a million, sitting on the beach, and the only thing I know is this furnish, I'ma take it.
My bathtub lift up, my walls do a 360. We got that the government got. Talking money, then you rubbing the spot.
Really? Say that they be wildish. We on the Cayman Islands, on a yacht with our favorite album.
A bad when a plate of salmon. Smoking and drinking. Is you thinking that our fate is valid?
I love my nigga for the fact that he real. And the body on the back of his square.
One. And if you facing capital one, pass me a. And I'ma give you time to run while I rapidly.
We got no choice but to make it. We got kids to feed.
We gon'